This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you're welcome to Voice of Korea. Today's programs will begin with a news. After the news, we'll hear the fourth installment of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work, Socialism is a Science. And then we present an aphorism of the great leader Kim Jong-un and an anecdote. First, Christ a miracle. Next, an account, Great Man's Love for Workers. Next, an article, Starting Development of the Revolutionary Cause by the Leader. And then an account, Chaseon Youth Park under Reconstruction. Next, foreign comments, Popular Policies Peculiar to Korea. And finally, an account, Youth and Forest of Mount Myeongchang. And between the programs, you'll enjoy some songs.
Now here is the news. The full text of the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work, Socialism is a Science, was recently posted in internet homepage by the Swiss-Korean Committee.
The political parties of Latin American countries that participated in the 12th Congress of the Communist Party of Brazil recently made public a joint statement on the occasion of the 18th anniversary of the appointment of the great leader Kim Jong-il as Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. The statement said, on the basis of a scientific analysis of the international circumstances and the trend of the changed situation in which Korea finds itself, leader Kim Jong-il has deepened and developed the idea and line on attaching importance to arms and military affairs set forth by President Kim Il-sung and fully enforces the original mode of Sungun or army first polity. Through the reality of Korea that is demonstrating its sovereignty and dignity all over the world in bold confrontation with the United States, which threatens and disturbs the world more keenly fears that Sungun is the invincible banner of the independent cause. Thanks to Sungun politics, Korea has neutralized the anti-DPRK suffocation offensives of the US-led imperialist allied forces with powerful military deterrent, and thus it is defending socialism and demonstrating the nation's sovereignty and dignity all over the world. Expressing the belief that Sungun politics is the main guarantee to create a history of victory in the anti-imperialist struggle, the statement extended full support and solidarity to the Sungun politics of Korea.
The British Association for the Study of Sungun Politics recently posted in its internet homepage some comments of South Korean media on the wise leadership of the great leader Kim Jong-il illustrated with his picture. The homepage said, recently South Korean media introduced with deep attention his forced march of uninterrupted field guidance with unprecedented devotion for the implementation of the grand plan he presented to open the gate to a great, prosperous and powerful socialist nation in 2012, and continued. The South Korean media reported that the construction of an economic power is possible in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, as it has the foundation of a powerful independent defense industry, and that the North has continued to develop the defense industry despite the unfavorable condition created by the economic sanctions of the United States and put it on the highest level of the world. The South Korean media say the energetic field guidance given by Chairman of the National Defense Commission Kim Jong-il day and night speeds up the building of a thriving nation, and commented that his revolutionary leadership is characterized by the fact that whenever difficult and vast tasks are presented, he finds himself among the people and mobilizes their spiritual strength and effects a great leap forward in socialist construction. The South Korean media say the economic development is tangible in the DPRK under the wise leadership of Chairman of the National Defense Commission Kim Jong-il. The construction of a prosperous nation is promoted at a tremendous speed, and the U.S. sanctions and economic aid do not interest the North at all.
The Electric Machine Industry Management Bureau of the DPRK fulfilled this year's plan at 104% as of last August and continues to boost production. The factories which finished their yearly plans earlier than others during the 150-day campaign are taking the lead in innovation. The officials and workers of the Pyongyang 326 electric wire factory fulfilled their plan at 157% as of late October. Those at the Wenzhen Machine Factory and the Anzu Insulating Material Factory fulfilled their plans ahead of schedule and continue to boost production as against last year. Besides, the Gyeongsung Insulator Factory, the Taedongrang Electric Appliance Factory, and other factories are rushing forward like a gust of wind on a fleet horse of upsurge, making a contribution to the fulfillment of the plan of the 100-day campaign of the Management Bureau.
The officials, workers, and technicians of the February 8th Vinalon Complex are accelerating the production process reconstruction project at the final stage during the vigorous 100-day campaign. They finished the general repair of carbide furnace number 5 and began to operate it some time ago. Thus, they opened a firm prospect to complete the project for the construction of the whole Vinalon production processes at an early date.
The construction of Unit 1 on the Paktusan Sungun Use Power Station is in rapid progress in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The builders pushed forward the project for early integration of Unit 1 of the power station during the fierce 100-day campaign and thus finished 80% of the whole project.
The Central Botanical Garden is located at the foot of picturesque Mount Daesung in Pyongyang. Thousands of species of gift plants presented to the great leader Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il by progressive people of the five continents and overseas Koreans are preserved, cultivated, and propagated as the national treasures there. The botanical garden, with 50-year-long history, covers several hundreds of hectares. There are the International Fellowship Greenhouse, Plant Museum, districts for gift plants and gift fruit-bearing trees, wooden scenic zone, districts for plant resources and introducing the economic plants, arboretum, herb garden, and so on. The Kim Il-sung Hot House under the botanical garden has propagated 80,000 old Kim Il-sung plants to nearly 1,500 units of Korea and hundreds of Kim Il-sung plants to over 30 countries over the past 20 odd years. It was not long before that the botanical garden started to cultivate Kim Jong-ilia, but it has rapidly spread the flower to more than 20 countries, to say nothing of Korea. The Central Botanical Garden is strengthening scientific and technological exchange with botanical gardens in all provinces of Korea, and some 100 botanical gardens of 14 countries, thus making a positive contribution to turning the country into thick woods and flower gardens.
The editor of the internet newspaper of Koreans in the United States, Min Jok Pongsin, released a commentary on the trends, bitterly condemning the anti-DPRK confrontation moves of the South Korean authorities, who perpetrated serious armed provocation in the waters of the north side of the Red Sea of Korea. The commentary said, "The seriousness of the recent incident lies in the fact that it was committed right after the most targeted joint military exercise of the United States and the South Korean authorities. As for the so-called northern boundary line talked about by the South Korean authorities now, There had been no agreement concerning it at the time of the signing of the armistice agreement, and accordingly, the claim of the United States and the South Korean authorities for this boundary line is nothing but a unilateral paradox. For the prevention of armed conflicts in the West Sea of Korea, the South and North adopted the October 4th declaration to the effect that they've fixed the joint fishing waters and turned the controversial waters into peaceful waters. But the present South Korean authorities deny the declaration and continue to pursue the confrontation policy. If such a situation continues, it is too evident that the war may break out on the Korean Peninsula. The only way for all Koreans in the South and the North and abroad to live is to implement the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, the commentary stressed.
The British Association for the Study of Sungun Politics and the British Guru for the Study of the Chuchi Idea made a public joint statement on the 10th, denouncing the South Korean forces for their grave armed provocation in the waters of the North Side on the West Sea of Korea. The joint statement scathingly denounced the South Korean military authorities for having committed armed provocation, challenging independence and peace, ignoring the inter-Korean agreement. Noting that the provocation of the South Korean forces is a challenge to Sungun Korea, the joint statement added that due to the provocation, a touch-and-go crisis has been created on the west coast of Korea, and it has been made clear that the United States and the South Korean authorities are attempting to suffocate the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The joint statement urged the South Korean authorities to put an immediate stop to the military provocations against the DPRK and make an apology for it. Not for the Sungun politics pursued by the great leader Kim Jong-il and the nuclear deterrent of Korea. A war might have already broken out in the Korean Peninsula by the South Korean puppet clique and the U.S. imperialists, the joint statement said, and called on all the Chuchi Idea and Sungun Idea followers to unite firmly around the DPRK, the bulwark of socialism.
The chairman of the Arab Committee for Solidarity with the Korean People and Support for Korea's Reunification in Jordan recently contributed an article titled World Peace and Independence to the newspaper Shihan. The article said, "It is a truth shown by history and reality that the aspirations and desire of humanity to live and develop independently in a peaceful world can never be realized as long as the imperialists do not win, who regard aggression, war and murder as their pleasure and the only mode of existence." Noting that world peace is guaranteed only when independence, the supreme ideal of humanity, is realized, the article wrote that the struggle for independence is precisely the struggle to defend peace. It noted that the situation of the Korean Peninsula is extremely aggravated owing to the moves of the United States and the South Korean authorities, but the enemy knelt down before the resolute independent stand of Korea, not the big country in the East. The article said the achievements in different parts of the world are the basis of the realization of independence and stressed that global independence is sure to be realized and the ruin of imperialism is unavoidable. And that's the end of the news read by Chung Chol and Kim Hee-ok. This is Voice of Korea.
The daily Rodong Sinmun of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on Monday carried a commentary titled, "The Phantom Command Should Be Dissolved." The commentary said, "The U.S. Forces Commander in South Korea, Walter Sharp, recently talking about the necessity of the existence of the UN command, blared that the UN command is an effective organization to eliminate factor of discord in the Asia-Pacific region and that it will defend the Korean Peninsula from what they call hostile acts and continue to exist in the future too. It revealed the ulterior intention of the United States to keep the structure of Cold War confrontation on the Korean Peninsula and realize its ambition for domination of the Asia-Pacific region. The United States is describing its forces in South Korea as the UN forces, but it was illegally fabricated by the United States, originating the name of the United Nations half a century ago. Americans themselves admit that the U.S. forces in South Korea are not UN forces. It is only the United States that is describing the U.S. forces in South Korea as the UN forces, and the UN command is nothing but an aggressive tool to realize the strategic purpose of the United States. The United States has turned South Korea into the greatest nuclear arsenal in the Far East and the most dangerous nuclear outpost. It is all the more impudent that the United States is talking about the defensive role of the U.S. forces in South Korea. The U.S. imperialist aggressor forces in South Korea are really the root cause of acute tension and war on the Korean Peninsula and cancer of peace and reunification. It is a strategic mistake and anachronistic daydream that the United States attempts to realize its aggressive strategy against the DPRK, an ambition for domination of Asia by keeping and strengthening its forces in South Korea, remnant of the Cold War, and using them as shock brigade. If the United States truly has an intention to prevent a war on the Korean Peninsula and ensure peace of Northeast Asia, it should dissolve the illegal UN command, which is not recognized by anybody and has no justification of existence at an early date, and make a bold decision to pull its forces out of South Korea. It is what should be done by the United States before anything else for security of the Korean Peninsula and Asia. That was the gist of commentary under title, "The Phantom Command Should Be Dissolved," carried in the Daily Rodong Sinmun on Monday. This is the Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. Today we bring you the fourth installment. 2. Our socialism is based on the future-oriented view of an attitude to man. The view of an attitude to man are the basic questions concerning what view and attitude one has in one's understanding of the development of society and the revolution. They constitute the standard for the scientific character and validity of ideas and theories and of lines and policies. The scientific character and truth of our socialism lies in the fact that it is based on the absolutely correct future-oriented view of an attitude to man. The Juche idea has given a scientific definition of man's essential qualities for the first time in history. Understanding man's essential qualities is not merely a matter of science, but a social-political issue which reflects class interests. Throughout history, serious philosophical arguments have taken place on this issue between progressive and reactionary classes. The reactionary ruling classes and their mouthpieces distorted man's essential qualities in the interests of the exploiting class in order to justify their exploitative society. Philosophical arguments on man's essential qualities formally boiled down to two dominant views. One regarded man as a spiritual being, and the other considered him a material being. According to the religious idealist view, which regards man as a purely spiritual being, man is a product of a certain supernatural, mysterious being, and his destiny is also decided by the latter. By means of their religious idealist view of man, the rational ruling class and its spokesmen preach it that the miserable lot of the working masses who suffered exploitation and oppression was their unavoidable fate, and therefore they had to submit to their predestined lot. The view which regards man as simply a natural biological being makes it impossible to understand the qualitative difference between man who acts purposefully and consciously under the regulation and control of consciousness and a biological being which is governed by instinct. The rational ruling class and its spokesmen use this view to justify a capitalist society which is ruled by the law of the jungle. Having recourse to the reactionary viewpoint and attitude towards man, the renegades of socialism are restoring capitalism through the introduction of bourgeois liberalism and the capitalist market economy. Man is neither a purely spiritual being nor a simple biological being. Man is a social being who lives and acts in social relationships. The fact that man is a social being is the major quality which distinguishes him from other biological beings. Marxism defined man's essential quality as the ensemble of social relations. This definition rendered a historical service by shattering the unscientific, reactionary view which regarded man as a purely spiritual being or a simple biological being. However, the definition of man's essential quality as the sum total of social relations does not provide a comprehensive elucidation of man's own essential qualities. Consequently, it cannot correctly explain the relations between man and the world or the position and role of man in the world. We presented the fourth installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. This is Voice of Korea. We now bring you an aphorism of the great leader Kim Jong-il. Trust is the spiritual source of affection and sense of obligation.
Trust is the spiritual source of affection and sense of obligation.
Here is an anecdote. Trust writes a miracle.
The following happened towards the close of the 90th of the last century. One day, the great leader Kim Jong-il called an official who had long trained with great efforts and confided his mind to him. Then, the people among them came out of March, who declared that it was his firm determination to overcome the trials as early as possible and build a great prosperous and powerful nation. Expressing his intention to create an example in Taiwan province, leader Kim Jong-il encouraged the official to work as best as he can and earnestly said his trust in him is eternal. Listening to him, the official made a firm pledge to keep the obligation as a soldier, the obligation as a man. What on earth can be as precious as the trust of leader Kim Jong-il, and what life can be so brilliant as to do justice to his trust? True to his instruction, the official mapped out a bold operation to make a breakthrough to overcome the difficulties in Taiwan province, which was suffering the greatest difficulties. He proposed to build minor power stations and pushed forward the construction of dams and buildings, along with the production and installation of generating equipment, despite intense cold. At the same time, he took positive measures to resume the operations of suspended factories and enterprises while doing tuber farming and potato farming, creating grasslands and raising silkworms. The people in the province resolutely rose up and wrought miracles to the surprise of the whole country. In a little over 6 months, they built tens of minor power stations and supplied electric power generated by them to the local industrial factories and dwelling houses and normalized production to improve the living of the people. Visiting Taiwan province, leader Kim Jong-il said with great satisfaction, "It's really great. I seem to be in another planet. Today I'm most pleased. This is our style and my style." And he gave a hearty laugh. Later, the official became the hero of the country. Looking back upon the bygone days, he warmly said, "The trust of leader Kim Jong-il has brought me up, as he gave us the future strength steadfast in any trial, the shortcut to a thriving nation could be made." You've been listening to an aphorism of the great leader Kim Jong-il and an anecdote under the title, "Trust Writes a Miracle." This is Voice of Korea.
Please enjoy your tenor solo, "My Blessed Life." "But for the sunshine thrown in front of me, my destiny would be like a ship without lighthouse. Towards the bright future opened by the general, I am pulling on all of faith. Ah, my blessed life, ah, my blessed life."
We now present an account under the title, Great Man's Love for Workers. Respected Kim Jong-il always values the workers infinitely. Whenever he called at the factory, he would learn first about the living conditions of...